Lusaka, Zambia. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Enroll now for general intake 2026 while space is still available.
We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government unveils Corporate Governance Code and Justice Ministry policies to promote ethical leadership. Power restored to Kafue water plant following rains-induced water shortages. Uganda Post open among logistical challenges and internet shutdown. Barbara Banda hits at comeback after an injury. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Ministry of Justice, Princess Kasuni, has officially launched the National Corporate Governance Code, describing the occasion as a major milestone in strengthening integrity, accountability, and ethical leadership in Zambia. Speaking at the Mulungushi International Conference Center in Lusaka, the minister says the launch demonstrates government's commitment to upholding the rule of law and in setting good governance practices within public institutions. Ms. Kausini noted that the Ministry of Justice, as custodian of the rule of law, must lead by example. She announced the introduction of key workplace governance instruments, including the risk management policy, gifts and benefits policy, conflict of interest policy, and the whistleblower policy. She explained that these policies are designed to promote transparency, prevent corruption, manage risk effectively, and ensure that public offices act in the best interest of Zambians.
This policy calls up on us to remain vigilant. It provides clear procedures for managing gifts and benefits, reinforcing government's zero tolerance stance on corruption. In this regard, the Ministry of Justice continues to work closely with the Anti-Corruption Commission through the Ministerial Integrity Committee, which oversees implementation and promotes ethical conduct at all levels of the ministry in the spirit of ensuring that public office is about public trust and it is about putting the people first.
Meanwhile, Secretary to Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has commended the Ministry of Justice for its leadership in introducing policies, noting that these instruments are essential for improvement, professionalism, efficiency and ethical conduct across the public service. Mr. Kangwa further emphasized that the newly launched National Corporate Governance Code is a call to action for both the public and private sector to embrace responsible and ethical leadership.
By embedding these policies in every ministry and institution, we are also setting standards of professionalism and accountability that strengthens the entire public service. Therefore, let us seize this moment to turn policy into practice, ambition into results, and commitment into visible impact. Together, we can build a public service that is ethical, responsive, and truly world-class. Distinguished guests, today we mark another significant milestone, the launch of the National Corporate Governance Code, a framework designed to strengthen integrity, transparency, accountability, responsibility, and ethical leadership across both the public and private sectors.
And the Anti-Corruption Commission Director General Daphne Chabu says the move sends a strong signal that national development must be anchored on transparent, ethical and accountable institutions.
Each document being launched today addresses a specific vulnerability in the public service value chain. The whistleblower and conflict of interest policy. These are the ears and the eyes of an ethical institution. They protect those who have the courage to speak up and ensure that private interests never cloud public duty. The gifts and benefits policy. This provides the clarity our public officers need to maintain their independence and professional distance from undue influence. The risk management policy. Integrity, ladies and gentlemen, is not just about reaching to bad actors. It is about proactively identifying and mitigating the systemic risks that allow corruption to seep in.
Government has attributed the recent water supply interruption in parts of Lusaka and Kafue district to power supply disruption caused by heavy rains experienced in recent days. The hostile weather condition damaged electricity infrastructure, affecting the operation of key water supply facilities and resulting in reduced water production for consumers connected to the affected systems. In Kafue, the power disruption impacted the Lolanda and Kasempa water treatment plants, leading to water shortage in areas supplied by the Kafue water system, despite the facility being technically ready for operation. Confirming the development, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Collins Njovu says power supply to the affected treatment plants has now been restored and water production has resumed. The Zambia Meteorology Agency, ZMA, has announced that all petroleum tanker trucks operating within the country must comply with mandatory meteorological control requirements in line with the Meteorology Act No. 6 of 2017 and Statutory Instrument No. 55 of 2021. The directive applies to both locally operating and cross-border tanker trucks, including those registered under the NH Regulation Act 2019 or any other applicable law. Under the regulation, all tanker trucks transporting petroleum products are required to hold a valid verification certificate issued by the agency. Speaking on the matter, Zambia Meteorology Agency Executive Director Humphrey Corini emphasized that compliance is not an optional. He says the verification of petroleum tanker truck is a legal requirement aimed at ensuring transparent measurement, protecting consumers, and promoting fairness in trade.
The same line, we have notified all the sites, commercial sites, depots, retail sites, to ensure that the only road and off-road tanker trucks that are verified by the Zambia Meteorology further led to inform and guide the transporters with trucks which are already verified by the Zambia Meteorology Agency that they should load only according to the capacity indicated on the certificate of verification for each compartment. They shouldn't load below or over. This is very, very important for the inspection and monitoring of compliance during loading and after loading.
The Minister of Information and Media says Indola is composed for significant industrial growth, hosting the country's largest single industrial investment, $1.1 billion, crude oil refining and energy complex. Minister of Information and Media Director Spokesperson Henry Kapata says the project, developed by China Zambia Petrochemical Corporation in partnership with the Industrial Development Corporation, aligns with government efforts to position Dola as a production, logistics and energy hub, leveraging its strategic location and infrastructure. Mr. Kapata says supporting infrastructure investment, including the Ndola Cancer Treatment Center and upgrades to roads, water system and power networks, underscores government's commitment to driving industrial development, fostering economic diversification and promoting sustainable growth in the region in line with national development aspiration.
The biggest industrial project right here in Ndola today, it's the $1.1 billion crude oil refinery and energy complex being built by China Zambia Petrochemical Corporation, working with Zambia's Industrial Development.